Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick Snyder.
It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, $1 billion road funding plan is complete. Governor Rick Snyder has signed a package of bills that would raise fuel taxes and registration fees to help pay for road repairs. The other half of the money would be diverted from other parts of the state budget. Snyder has been trying to get a roads plan done for years. What happened to make this finally go through?
Well, a number of things. First of all, the governor caved in. He before was reluctant to cut the general fund by $600 million a year, which this plan requires. He said that was irresponsible, but he changed his tune. Some people think it's because he desperately needed a win to get something accomplished after the Flint water mess. The other thing is that this plan really doesn't raise any money for the roads, any serious money, for more than 3 years and won't fully kick in for more than 6 years, at which point it's supposed to produce $1.2 billion. But road experts say that won't be nearly enough at that time. So anybody who's expecting this to fix their roads soon is going to be sorely disappointed.
How will this plan affect Michiganders?
Well, we don't really know. What we do know is it requires the general fund to be cut by $600 million, which means almost certainly cuts to education, cuts to things like Medicaid, which is going to hurt some people. And I guess eventually there will be some money for the roads, but none of the things, the increase in registration fees, et cetera, take effect till after the next election. The hard work of cutting the general fund won't happen till after most of these legislators have left office because of term limits. And, of course, the plan could always be modified. So this is a plan to fix the roads years from now. It's not a plan to fix the roads now.
So we shouldn't expect those potholes to be fixed anytime soon.
You should expect them to get worse because there's not enough money. And potholes and roads are like your teeth. If you don't take care of the cavities when they first occur, they get bigger and bigger.
All right, let's move on to Flint. The federal government says it's going to conduct an audit of how the state of Michigan oversees public water supplies. This is in response to the water crisis in Flint and the high lead levels found in drinking water when the city was getting its water from the Flint River. Are we likely to see major changes as a result of this crisis?
I think we're likely to see a lot more caution before people decide to save money by going to unsafe water sources. This is a slap in the face to Governor Snyder, who appointed the emergency manager who made these decisions, Jerry Ambrose. A lot of people have egg on their faces, and the EPA had warned about lead levels in water in Flint. I think for the future, I think people are going to be very careful about changing where they get their water from, and they're going to know this is under federal scrutiny.
Flint's new mayor, Karen Weaver, took office this week. What are we likely to see now that Weaver is mayor?
Well, you know, 2 months ago, virtually no one gave her any chance of winning. Her victory was a direct response to the water crisis. The mayor, Dane Walling, said he had nothing to do with switching the water, although there is video available of him pushing the button to start it and drinking a glass of Flint River water and saying it was great. So she was elected because of that. She's a clinical psychologist and a business owner. People are hopeful, but again, Flint has come out of emergency management, but there's still a state administrator, and what elected officials can do is still fairly strictly circumscribed. So people are hoping that there's a new sort of era of honesty and openness in government in Flint, and she can gradually get more autonomy back. But what people in Flint really need, of course, is money and jobs. Flint has been harder hit by the decline of the automotive industry than perhaps any other place, and it has a lot of the problems Detroit has, but without the national attention and concern.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks so much.
Stay warm.